Second Deportation, Ezra chapters 7 and 8. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims, unto Jerusalem, in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. Ezra chapter 7, verses 6 and 7. The second deportation to Jerusalem was led by Ezra. It was in the 7th year, or 457 B.C., of the reign of Artaxerxes, or Longimanus, or Long-Handed, who reigned over Persia from 465 to 425 B.C. In this place, Artaxerxes is a significant type of Jesus Christ as king. Let us observe at least five striking points of comparison. First, Artaxerxes, his name means venerable or honored king. Arta or Arya is the old name for Persian and means great, honored, venerable. Xerxes, the root word, means king. Ahasuerus, in Esther chapter 1, verse 1, is from the same root and has the same meaning. They were used interchangeably as official titles. Now, who else is Jesus Christ destined to be but the great, venerable, and honored king? Indeed, Isaiah 9:6 declares that he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Our captured hearts adore him gladly as such. We cannot speak too highly of him. We fail to find terms of adequate praise and adoration by which to extol our coming bridegroom. The most high-sounding titles we ascribe to him and our most vociferous notes of honor are feeble as compared with what he deserves, but he accepts them and is pleased. We hope to glorify him more in our glorified bodies. Hallelujah for the hope. Second, Artaxerxes announced himself to be King of Kings, Ezra 7, verse 12, and such he was, being one of the rulers of the Second World Empire by divine right. Cyrus had said, "The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth," Ezra chapter 1, verse 2, even as God had declared concerning the first Gentile world empire, saying, "And now have I given all these lands into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him, and all nations shall serve him, and his son's son." Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 6 and 7. These were each king of kings during their dominions. Much more will our glorious bridegroom be King of Kings and Lord of Lords for a millennium of years. 1 Timothy 6:13, Revelation 17:14, and Revelation 19:16. Every knee shall bow before him and every tongue acknowledge him in those days. Isaiah 45:23 and Philippians 2:11. Even the unregenerate will yield feigned obedience unto the Lord, for Satan and his angels will be bound in the pit. Psalm 18:44, 66:3, and 81:15 of the Revised Version. Men will be utterly powerless before the rightful despot of the Fifth Universal Empire. Third, Artaxerxes' authority. This is emphatically expressed by seven positive utterances by him. Twice he said, "I make a decree," once concerning the people going with Ezra, and once to all the treasurers that Ezra should have whatever he required, Ezra 7 verse 13 and verses 15, 16, and 21. He assured Ezra that he was sent of the king to inquire concerning his land and people, Ezra 7 verse 14. He gave orders to deliver before the God of Jerusalem the vessels given to him for his use there, Ezra 7, verse 19. He said with vehemence, "Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done," Ezra 7, verse 24. He safeguarded all the Jewish officers from all taxation, saying, "We certify you not to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them," Ezra 7, verse 24. He gave Ezra full authority to set magistrates and judges over Israel in Judah and Jerusalem, Ezra 7, verse 25. And finally, whosoever will not do the law of thy God, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, Ezra 7, verse 26. He had unbounded authority, and he made it manifest. He was a dictator indeed. Much more shall Jesus Christ reign supreme. He exclaimed soon after his resurrection, saying, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you all the days, even unto the consummation of the age, that is, the millennial age. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Inasmuch as our Lord is now only in the place of mediator at the right hand of his Father's throne, Hebrews 1:3 and Revelation 3:21, he is not yet exercising that kingly authority. During this church period of 1900 years, Jesus has been the Lord and head of his body, the church. His ministers have not been making disciples of the nations for the millennial kingdom on earth, which Matthew 28:19-20 demanded. They have been the agents of gathering out a people to his name, whom he beforehand called my church, Matthew 16:18. Compare Acts 15:14. When we perceive that Matthew 28:16-20 pertains to Christ's millennial reign, and not at all to this dispensation, it is plain why the disciples apparently disobeyed Jesus' words and baptized in his name only, and not in the name of the Trinity. All the doings of the church are in the name of Jesus Christ, including water baptism, because he is her head, and he will be the bridegroom of the bridal company in the coming ages. He is not king now except in surrendered hearts, hence he cannot exercise regal authority outwardly. He is not yet crowned universal king on his own throne, as far as we know. According to Revelation 4, we hope to be transported to heaven before his coronation. We shall reign with him. We shall be joined with Christ in judging the world. When the above citation in Matthew is fulfilled by Jewish missionaries on earth, the church will be enjoying her Lord in glory. The bride will enjoy her honeymoon of 1,000 years while Israel will be evangelizing the nations. Study Isaiah 60 with Acts 15, verses 14 through 17. These facts explain why some of us do not seem to have the visible success that many others seem to have in getting sinners saved. We are moved by the whole counsel of God to feed and build up those who are saved in view of them being fitted for their destined heavenly place. Acts 20, verse 32. He means to put us on exhibition in the ages to come. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 8. Most folks want to be on display now, hence they refuse to let the Spirit, by the Word, work effectually in them and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power in them. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 and 2 Thessalonians 1:11. If you insist on being in the limelight here, our gracious Lord will let you go in your way, but you will miss the acme glory light and blush in a far lesser place in the future ages. Do you want a position far removed from the throne of glory? Then continue to make for yourself a place and name down here. Continue to be chummy with everybody, the meanwhile looking out for number one, your own self. Let us exercise the authority of faith over ourselves now, then we will be privileged to exercise regal authority with Christ hereafter. Fourth, Artaxerxes honored the God of Israel. Artaxerxes mentioned the name of God 16 times in his interesting charge to Ezra. He spoke of the God of heaven, the God of Israel, the law of God, the house of God, the will of God, and the wisdom of God, in a captivating manner. Much more, one of the most impressive facts in Jesus' life was the honor he bestowed upon his heavenly Father. He sought his Father's will continually in frequent times of devotion, he said, "I seek not mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." John chapter 4, verse 34, chapter 6, verse 34 and 40. "The Father that sent me beareth witness of me." John chapter 8, verse 18. "The Father hath not left me alone." John 8, verse 29. "I honor my Father, and my Father honoreth me." John 8, verse 49 and 54. "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do." John 14, verse 31. "For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." John 5, verse 20. The Son mentions the Father more than 100 times in John's Gospel record alone. Fifth, the fullness of the king's grant to Ezra is another point of likeness between himself and King Jesus. Note the following overflowing statements: "Silver freely offered to the God of Israel, all thou canst find, whatsoever Ezra shall require, whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, and whosoever." How typical of the words of Christ! Only his words are far more abundant and reach way beyond in their unbounded wealth of meaning and grant of privileges and blessings. Jesus said to the disciples, "Freely ye have received, freely give." Matthew 10, verse 8. "Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." Luke 6, verse 38. "Ye shall ask what ye will." John 15, verse 7. "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." John 16, verse 23. "Whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye do receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11, verse 24. "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Mark 9, 23. "Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." Luke 10, verse 35. "He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." John 6, verse 48. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." John 7, verse 38. "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John 14, verse 27. How unspeakably rich and happy we are in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. With this, Artaxerxes' typical resemblance to Christ ends.